Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
There are quite a few people in our world who scoff at the idea of saying affirmations, likening them to some type of self-lie. They wonder how you can say things, even if they're positive about yourself, when you know they're not true. Now, I understand how someone can come to that point of view, however, I don't agree with it one bit. Let me compare this to an everyday instance, riding a bike. When you first learned how to ride a bike, you probably fell over and grazed your knee a few times, and if you were like me at all, you did it a lot of times. So what caused you to get back up and try again? Did you try once, fail, and then kick your bike to the curb? Or were there internal words of encouragement or discouragement going through your mind? Were you thinking, you suck at this, you'd better give up now? If those were the words, they would have sent you running to your mother's bosom and you wouldn't have lifted yourself back up to try again until you finally pushed off with success. But the odds are, the words of encouragement were there, be they fully formed into your mind or not, or you might have just had a feeling to give it another shot, or perhaps there was somebody else there cheering you on. Whatever it was, the positive encouragement indeed made you throw your leg back over that bike and pedal forward. Affirmations work in the same way. If you look in the mirror and don't like what you see, will you just kick your bike to the curb and walk away? Perhaps you're one of those people who does just that. But I'm pretty sure the ensuing self-talk doesn't do you any good for the rest of the day. And if you read my What Do Water, Snowflakes, and You Have in Common blog, you know that that negativity will also affect you physically. So just like the little you in your first bike, when you face the mirror, you must try, and utter the words, I am beautiful. That positive affirmation, despite how awkward and unnatural it may feel at first, will help you learn to ride your bike again. Remember, that listener in you, the one that hears your self-talk every day, has taken notes your entire life. And if you don't start affirming the positives you either wish to see or want to further improve in yourself now, how will you ever learn? How will you feel that same freedom that you felt when you soared down the sidewalk, the wind grazing your cheeks, ear-to-ear smile as you recognized your bike riding success? You must face this internal challenge and try. The highly respected stem cell biologist, Dr. Bruce H. Lipton, who's now a spiritually awakened writer and speaker, quotes extensive research in his glorious book, The Biology of Belief, which bridges science, spirituality, and our physical bodies together, which to me backs up why positive affirmations aren't just a feel-good thing, but a necessity in daily life. Apparently, between the ages of 2 and 6 years old, our brains operate in the theta wave frequency. That's the same frequency a hypnotherapist uses to drop their patients into a suggestible and programmable state. That essentially means whatever you heard, saw, felt in that time period of your life dove straight into your subconscious mind as a truth. It's been recorded and stored there ever since. As a toddler, you were in that state because your subconscious mind needed to soak up as much information as possible to learn lessons from your family unit in order to help you later in life. That being in the theta wave state of mind, meaning you were unwittingly programmed by all around you, you didn't have the ability to filter out the negative from the positive. So there's a high chance quite a bit of incorrect, false, negative, and possibly hurtful truths got dropped deep into the bucket of your subconscious mind. Whether you were directly told or simply overheard, something like, Betsy's a good for nothing, or Jimmy's not very smart, or whatever variety of quick, off-the-cuff remarks from family, friends, or authority figures, they're now stored in that vast subconscious of yours, and deep down, you think they're all true. So an affirmation a day will help you unlearn those falsehoods. For some, they may not feel true at the start, but if it's a loving, encouraging affirmation, please stick with it. And soon, through repetition, through trying, you will push through and finally feel the freedom you sorely deserve. That freedom of knowing you are perfect and beautiful just as you are. Now, I say affirmations to myself as soon as I wake up, as I brush my teeth, as I walk down the stairs, when I stretch, when I do yoga, whenever possible, when I don't need a totally quiet and still mind. And wherever possible, I say them out loud. So yes, some people think I've lost my mind, but I know exactly where my mind is, so I just keep doing it. What do I say to myself? Well, here, I'll provide you with a few of the affirmations I use just off the top of my head, and hopefully they'll be helpful to you as you begin to say them to yourself each day. I am love. I am kind. I am beautiful. I am healthy. I am abundant. I am all-accepting. I am forgiving. And the list goes on and on. So how do you feel about affirmations? Do you think saying them is just like lying to yourself? Or do you agree and see how saying them is like retraining your subconscious mind to be loving and kind to yourself? I'm keen to hear your thoughts, so please comment below. Oh, and one more thing. If you haven't read The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, and the connection between science and spirituality is of keen interest to you, then be sure to get a copy of his book now. It's incredible.